All right. So, I think we're ready, guys. 19 minutes late, but it looks like we're finally set.
Alrighty.
Okay. First things first. Hello. I'm really sorry that that took such an awful long time, but first episode. It's just a little intro. We're gonna get through this. We got this. So, let me say my intro real quick. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Bungo Pod, a very special podcast where we discuss the incredible anime and manga series Bungo Stray Dogs. I'm your host, Ren. And today, on May 22nd, 2021, we are airing the very first pilot episode. I'm joined by some very talented and smart people, otherwise known as the rest of the cast. Stay tuned to meet them all. But first, let's begin with my very own obligatory intro. I'm a 16-year-old girl. I'm a junior going into senior year of high school. My pronouns are she, her, or any. I just kind of default to that. I'm an ENTP. I've been super interested in Bungo Stray Dogs for a long while now, and I am very passionate about writing, arts, and entertainment, making me a perfect fit to start a podcast. I noticed that although this community has lots of incredible ideas, there's really no designated outlet to communicate them. That's why I wanted to give us Bungo Stray Dogs fans that place and make this podcast. If you are interested in sharing your ideas with us or just putting them out into the world whatsoever, please join our Discord channel where we're recording this right now. We have many amazing channels where you can share theories and analysis, not to mention plenty of clever fans just like you. And joining this Discord gives you the opportunity to interact with us and feature in our show. The link will be located in this podcast description. All right, that's it for me. We're going to have somebody else introduce themselves now. Someone, go ahead and volunteer.
You know what? Oh, is someone else going? Shit.
You can go.
Okay, so I just wanted to get it out of the way because I've been nervous about this for the past few days. But hi, I'm Nick. I'm 15 years old. I'm a Cancer. I'm an INTJ. I don't really have any preferred pronouns, so you could call me by anything. I've really had like an interest in Bungo Stray Dogs for over a year now, but I haven't gotten into properly analyzing it until like maybe later on last year. And I really love it when people share their ideas about the same things that I like, because I like seeing other people's point of views. And I'm really excited to see what's going to come with this podcast. And I'm really grateful to be part of this. So, yeah, that's all I have.
All right, thank you. Okay, on to the next person.
I'll go ahead and go just to also just get it out of the way. Hi, I'm Kira. I'm 14 and I am a very, very avid Hawthorne fan. You might know me by the plethora of sad manga panels I post. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm very excited to talk with everyone here. I've liked Bungo Stray Dogs for about 2 or so years now, and I've been especially into it the past few months, since like mid-February. I'm really looking forward to sharing my thoughts and theories on the show, along with fun stories I've found about the real-life authors, and thank you, Ren, for this opportunity.
You are so welcome. We're so glad to have you on this podcast. All right, on to the next person.
Okay, hi, I'm Kai. I'm 15 years old. I'm an ENTP and Aquarius. My preferred pronouns are they, them, but I'm really okay with any. I love talking about theories and analyzing characters, but I always want to hear others' opinions, and I love playfully debating about them, which is why I'm so grateful that I was invited to be on this podcast with everyone. Thank you, Ren, and everyone else who has been involved in putting this project together. I think it'll be a great outlet for our fandom.
Thank you so much for that. Okay. Next person, go ahead.
Hello, everyone. My name is Siren. I'm 17 years old, and I'm a graduated senior going into college this fall. I use any pronouns, and I've been into Bungo Stray Dogs for about 2 years-ish now. I am very excited to get to know everyone on the cast and talk about BSD with everybody, because that is my favorite thing to do, is talk about Bungo Stray Dogs. I think this podcast is such a great idea, and I'm very thankful to be a part of it.
Thank you. Okay. How many more people do we have? We went 1, 2, 3, 4. Go ahead, somebody else. I lost count.
All right, I can go. Hello, I'm JC or Jace, anything and however you want to refer to me. I'm 16 years old, I am dashingly attractive, and I'm a literature enthusiast, and my pronouns are they, he, but I really don't mind anything else. I'm really thrilled to be on this cast, of course, and share thoughts and spark conversations. And I found Bungo Stray Dogs about 3 years ago in 2019 due to my background in literature and literary research. I'm a writer myself, and I enjoy doing projects and research concerning my favorite authors. And in the last few months, I've taken on projects connecting Bungo Stray Dogs to literary history. I'm an INTJ, and if you're compatible, I'm free on Tuesday. Again, I'm really thankful and very thrilled to be on this cast, and thank you, Ren.
Awesome. You're welcome. We have one more person, or is that it?
I think that was everybody.
All right. Yeah. I'm not passing math. Okay. To start off, I have, okay, this is kind of silly. I was trying to figure out, like, little games that we can play for, like, an icebreaker or whatever. And honestly, the only one that, like, felt right and easy to do is just a quick would you rather. So,
nice.
I have some, like, default just, like, would you rather questions, but anybody in the chat, if you would like to, if you can come up with, like, a good Bungo Stray Dogs theme would you rather question, please type it in the chat. And any other, like, question whatsoever if you want to ask it. And we'll, like, switch around, go like that. I'm just gonna type out a list in the chat really quick to give us, like, you know, an easy way to, so we don't have to do that thing that's like, who wants to go next, you know. I'm gonna type out everybody.
Questions are already flowing in. I've seen like 3 so far.
All interesting questions too. I don't think I can even answer them.
Would you rather join the ADA or the Guild?
The Guild, but I'm biased.
No, ADA easily.
ADA.
I don't want to know. ADA seems a little bit more up my alley, I would say, so.
The Guild seems like there's too much of a clear hierarchy in the Guild, and I don't like that.
And I mean, yeah, like, it's kind of falling apart at the seams.
That's
but,
true.
You know. I think if I wanted a more fun experience, I'd join the ADA, but I'm just biased.
If you join the ADA, you're closer to getting actually murdered.
I don't want to be in the same room as Dazai. I think that's the main thing.
That's fair.
I think I would join the ADA just because I don't, like, the Guild, we got, like, the second generation of the Guild, you know, it's like the new Guild. If I was into, like, that's, okay, let's say we were doing the previous Guild and the ADA, like, before it fell apart. I would choose... You know what I just realized? We don't know that much about, like, what happens in the Guild. But I feel like... Oh, I feel like... Okay.
The issue with the ADA is that I can't speak Japanese. That's another thing.
Half of you are all Americans anyway. I don't think you have much of a choice. God.
I can have, like,
what else? The fish shells,
Japanese, and go with the fucking Guild.
Oh my god,
I like them, but
I mean, okay,
the Guild steals fits his money.
Honestly, good answer.
Fair. You would get paid a lot. You would get paid a lot.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because Poe is rich, and
yeah,
he was
Poe has
guild.
Like massive.
Yeah, he's on that one page.
He's utilizing his white supremacy.
Oh my god.
I need to stop.
Having competed as a superior. Oh
next
my god,
question.
All right, next question.
Oh god, there's so much
Fyodor backstory. I would say I'd rather go with a little bit of a Dostoevsky backstory for me personally.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Yeah, I'd definitely go with Fyodor.
Oh, you just had to flex that you can say Fyodor's last name, didn't you?
Dostoevsky.
No, it took me forever to learn it.
I had
Kanji backstory would be cool too, though.
See,
someone who was Russian had to teach me how to say his last name.
Really,
Dostoevsky.
It's just Dostoevsky.
Dostoevsky.
I love Kenji.
Dostoevsky.
But I feel like a Fyodor backstory would be so much more interesting than Kenji. And I love Kenji, but it would be a lot more complex.
I think that people read a little bit too much into it. It might just be this happy-go-lucky little kid who's in a very bizarre situation.
There's definitely something weird. Mm-hmm.
What if Asagiri is just messing with us and he's completely normal?
Asagiri is actually listening to the podcast at this very moment.
Yeah,
right. Definitely Dostoevsky background would be cool.
Yeah, I
see,
agree.
What person?
Scared of it.
What
beast
person
animator? Stormbringer beast.
Okay. So I am gonna go with Dostoevsky just because I think a lot of people are reading far into the Kenji, like, oh, he might be in a cult or something, which I would. Knowing Asagiri, I would
that.
Totally. Yeah, well, I've heard stuff like that. Like, he's in this weird, like, farm cult, whatever.
I heard about that theory, and I was like, what the hell? Like, I feel like it has the same energy as the Naomi theory, because in the light novels, it said Naomi literally goes to school, so I don't think she's just some sort of illusion.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard. It's really hard to say, knowing Asagiri.
I feel like the cult thing for Kenji could be possible, but not, like...
I think he's just extremely desensitized for being in such a bizarre position as a 14-year-old, but, you know,
definitely.
That's a good point.
I mean, I don't think Kenji's backstory is all, you know, unicorns and rainbows, but I doubt he was in, like,
nobody
a full-on cult.
I mean, he seemed pretty happy, but that could also be just...
Shit, don't we all?
I mean, you could do the same exact thing for Naomi for saying that she has, you know, is extremely calm in dangerous situations. It's just because being in something that's so high risk, you just become a bit desensitized to it, I would say.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. And Dostoevsky, we know, like, nothing about him, so I think
this is such a name.
I would love to know more about Dostoevsky.
I actually prefer talking about him over Dazai, because there's nothing to know about him. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and like the whole Dazai thing, sometimes everything just gets re-said, which there's no problem with that.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like this question. Would you rather meet the Bunga Stray Dogs characters or the in real life authors that are based on them?
That's interesting.
I'm gonna go with the authors, as someone who is a writer myself, and as someone who looks up to them, and I'm sure everyone understands that by now, but I would definitely want to meet them. And it's always that kind of go-to whenever people ask that sort of question about the, you know, if you could meet someone dead or alive and have dinner with them, you know, I'm like, I want to throw a couple shots back with some of them. God.
I feel though there is going to be some sort of generational conflict, I'd still pick the authors.
It would be
interesting. I'd have to go with the authors as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I was like trying to explain half of this stuff to them.
Yeah, honestly, I think
imagine trying to explain Bungo Stray Dogs to them.
Oh god!
Quite a few of them would find it quite funny.
Yeah. I feel like someone would and enjoy it.
It's a blessing and a curse. If someone did this for me when I died, I think I would be happy, but not everybody would. You know,
I would be happy that like my story
into a hot anime guy when I die.
It would be like being brought back to life and someone shows you like fan fiction written.
Oh god.
Imagine. Well, I wouldn't mind if someone wrote fan fiction about me while I was alive, so you know.
Oh, someone
everybody
has written
that?
Fan fiction about me, so that's not so far off.
What?
Oh my god.
my God. We have to make this podcast big and then start reading fan fiction about us.
Hold on. Okay, I want to...
Friday night special.
Oh no, now that you said that.
This was my question. Would you rather get Beastlight novel animated or Stormbringer animated?
Stormbringer. Stormbringer plays such a big part in the actual story.
Wait, but
that's true.
Beastlight could become anything, but I would like a Stormbringer first. But God, it's so disgustingly graphic.
I know.
Exactly.
Like, I love Stormbringer. Exactly. It's a great story, and I would love to see like Verlaine and the flags animated, but half of chapter 2 and chapter 3 would have to be censored. It was so bad.
Literally, oh my
code,
God.
Wait, was it code 3? That has to be censored.
Code 3 was awful.
Code 3 has to be all censored. That was absolutely horrendous.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'd prefer Beast to be animated.
Really? Oh, Beast has a Beast would be a treat.
Oh, yeah, it does.
So, I'd prefer Stormbringer because we're already getting stuff for Beast.
Yeah, I think that's I would prefer Stormbringer just because since it's like in the mainline story. I mean, I'd say priority, I would go Stormbringer over Beast. But seeing Beast would be really interesting. I feel like it would have to be like a whole. Series on its own, they couldn't just do like, oh yeah.
I would love to see it animated in the Beast style.
I love so.
Oh, I like this question. Would you rather make Dazai mad or Kenji mad?
I would rather go Dazai.
I would not want to make either of them angry.
What do you think would make Kenji mad?
I think you guys are overestimating. I would make Kenji mad, no question. Dazai would kill me.
The thing about Dazai is that he holds.
Like my brother, yeah. If I made Dazai mad, he can only do so much to me. I don't have a power. What's he gonna do? Touch me? Take away my back? What power? You know,
I'm very good at torturing people.
He would never see me again. All right, I'm like a ninja. He would never see me again. Huh?
He's probably gonna find some sort of ploy to kill you somehow.
I'm telling you, I will join. I'm gonna like take an IQ test and I'm gonna get like such a high score. I'm gonna join Mensa, right? And once I join Mensa, I'm gonna like talk in that room with all like the Mensa people and we're gonna like think of a way to outsmart Dazai.
It's until like I gain the boring. You just go for like trivia and crap. I'm not even joking, that's all you do. Like, there's no actual meetings, you just go to like trivia. It's so boring, and they're all old.
The Mensa big boss. We'll sit at like a conference table.
The leader of Mensa.
So boring. I'm not even joking.
Wait, that was one thing with Gendo.
What about this question? What kind of person do you think would best explain the plot of BSD?
Ooh.
Asagiri.
I need to give that man a piece of my mind, God.
Okay. Oh my God.
What?
I don't know.
I can't even.
Me. I can explain the plot best.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to give that one to me.
Okay.
Confidence. Oh, I respect that.
I'd probably go with, like, any of the YouTubers who can explain FNAF lore, I would probably want them to do it.
You're so mad.
Markiplier would be able to explain Bungalow Dogs lore.
Dude, because, like, I'll like, say something, then I'll backtrack. I'll be like, oh, wait, I forgot about this part, so this part goes first and whatever. But those like, that, you know, I trust them with the plot of Bungo Stray Dog's Explanation. Like, leave it to them. You know, I'll sit on the sidelines, I'll make funny remarks, but that's about it.
He's going to start a channel called Literature Theory.
Would you rather have the book or have the ability to nullify the book?
What was that question?
The book?
Would you rather have...
What I would do with the book, God.
Now, if we were to... Okay, so suddenly the book is real. Are we in the Bungo Stray Dogs universe? That's the question, because, you know, there's no point to nullify it unless I... Oh, well, okay. If the book was brought into our universe, I wouldn't want anyone to get their hands on it. That's a tricky one.
I don't think that can be explained when you don't have a more... Because all you can do is go down hypotheticals and say, oh, well, then I would do this, or I would go and do this. I really don't think it's an easy question to answer at all.
Man, I wouldn't be surprised if the book does
exist. There's a lot someone of just wrote within the question.
Yeah. All right, let's find another question.
I know it was really high up, but someone said, do you prefer Dazai or Chuya?
Chuya.
Oh, God.
Dazai.
Attack for this, but...
Those new videos that are popular about, like, in terms of looks, who and if I see Dazai, God. I don't really care.
Oh, I piss people off with that.
As a society, we have to mature past be hating Dazai, Sage.
I agree. I like Dazai.
It's funny.
I've always loved Dazai. I started Bungo Stray Dogs for Dazai. It's been 2 years. I'm still a Dazai stan through everything, through all the hate. I don't care. I love him. You can't take that away from me.
They're both the epitome of gender envy.
You're so right.
Fair enough.
Oh my God. Oh man. Okay. Okay. You guys see the official art of Chuya? He is wearing, like, a randomized sim outfit in the majority of it.
That poor man is a stylist.
Like,
guy.
What is he wearing?
The
official art. It's awful.
Oh, yeah. God. Not
like
the
that one dead apple art. Oh.
Who do you think taught him to dress? His parents?
Aww.
He's from the Bay Area.
Nope. No. The door.
That was
makes fun of
in his
fashion.
DNA.
I don't really think that they were being dressed by, you know, their caregivers.
Well, no, he does. Okay, in the like the actual series, his outfits are kind of styling, but like, what are they drawing
Who
him?
Who dresses
in?
Them? God,
who's drawing those? Who is drawing those pictures? Because I gotta talk to them and
you
ask. Like,
no, giving him an ability, but not a fashion.
Why does he look country? Someone sent a picture
boots.
And
the boots.
Jeans.
What is that?
The jeans and the cowboy.
What does that
boots.
Even mean?
Those are the
have a bike
jeans.
Day.
Have
no,
a
okay.
nice day.
Do you know what really set like a whole cultural reset though? Is when I like genuinely found out that Chuya has a side mullet, and it's not a ponytail. It is a side.
I
want
to talk about it.
Oh, and it looks good. And it looks good.
No,
God.
His hair from the back makes me laugh.
It's something else.
Frog and Toad asked, what ability would you want if you were in the Bungo Stray Dogs universe?
Oh, light snow. Light snow all the way.
That's Shomon.
Easy.
Oh, man. I've thought about this for a while. I thought about this for a really
Someone
long
just sent
while.
A photo of Chia's hair, God.
Oh my God.
It's so ugly.
So
makes it
worse.
He makes it worse.
We're in the Bungo Stray Dogs universe, so I would have to go with no longer human so that I could nullify anyone else's.
That's what
I
was thinking.
In the universe.
Yeah.
Stop sending photos of Steinbeck.
Why does Steinbeck look like that?
Oh, God.
It's a little goofy.
Who's cutting their hair? Who is cutting their hair?
Their
you
dad.
See Sigma's so, hair? You ever see if
Sigma's hair
is great.
Have you guys seen like you know those mobile game
you
apps
cut
with
your
the awful graphics?
Result?
Oh, I did at 5 years old.
Sigma has a fuck it up look.
Dude, there's this like mobile game app, and you know how they always have like really bad graphics? There's this hair salon one, and it works. Like, I feel like I'm the Bungo Stray Dog's hairdresser when I play that game. That's the reason I downloaded it. I'll have to send a picture in the chat.
I think I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a really weird... Oh, God. Oh, God.
I remember
yeah,
the game, the Toca Boca Hair Salon. Yeah.
I love Toca Boca Hair Salon.
Someone said their barbers were trained on the Toca Boca hair game.
Yeah, this app is called Weird Haircut, and you like use a butcher knife to cut their hair.
I mean, if it works, it works.
Like they use a hammer to like what?
I've cut my hair with a hole puncher, so I guess it
How did you do that?
That's the way to do it, I guess.
You slip your hair through the hole, and then you press down, and it, like, cuts off, like, a
Where did you get that idea?
I was bored.
Yeah, like, did you not have any scissors, or...?
Oh, I was just in my math class, and I got really bored. So I just started cutting my hair.
Yeah, to be fair, I did dye my hair in the school bathroom one time.
Oh, wow.
What color, at least?
Purple. My school bathroom has horrible memories. I don't want to think of it.
Yeah, my school
cuts
bathroom.
Hair with his scalpel.
Well, guess what, guys? I'm actually who can't go in the bathroom, so I'm really mad about that still. Yeah.
I wonder why.
Now I'm angry. Okay, in our little group chat, I sent a picture of this. I can't send it in the chat. If someone save that and send it into the chat, because if I touch the server, it'll like bump me out of it and make me use my phone. So,
that's
a question that we could ponder to get to know everyone's opinions on Bungo Stray Dogs. Should be who your favorite character is.
I have lots of favorite characters.
That's so difficult. I think that Mrs. Hawthorne enthusiast should go first.
Wow, I wonder who could it be.
I bet it's Mori.
Because we all know my top
what
one.
What did you...
My top three would be like Hawthorne, Chuya, and... Oh god, I forgot them.
Big fan.
I don't know. Carl's the best, though. I'll put my.
Oh,
on
I
that.
Love Carl. You I guys, feel like
we'll go,
someone
we'll
said
go
Q. I love you. I don't know who you are, but I love you.
Q
my
is
top
great.
One is honestly Angle. Sorry,
I like
my
No.
You're
five.
So right.
I'm really curious to know about this. Should we do like a little like time moment? Like we go like one person at a time, explaining their favorite character and why.
Yes, that seems fun. Yeah. My dad just got home, so if I have to mute somehow, that's the reason.
That's fine. Okay. Who would like to go first?
Yeah. You know what? I'll go first. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Alright, go ahead.
I like Angle because he contrasts with Dazai in the way he tries to face his problems and does try to make amends with the people he's hurt. And you know what? I'm just pity liking him because I know he's gonna die this arc.
My god. Well, what a valid reason to have a favorite character.
I mean, make him a favorite before he dies, I guess.
Understandable. Yeah.
I've been there before he died.
I've always liked Ango. Like, there was this whole, like, group of people that just hate him, and I'm like...
No, what's up with that? I've seen so much
They're the same people who are Dazai,
I
apologize.
They haven't read the manga. There's no way you could hate Ango after the manga.
Yeah, honestly, like, I think some people just think he's, like, still, like, just a betrayal. A traitor? Like, I don't know why... Like, come on! If you're gonna be into Bungo Stray Dogs, like, you gotta be into it. Like, everybody I know who likes English Straight Dog like knows everything about it. So, like, come on, step it up a bit.
It's so easy to hyperfixate on.
Exactly.
No, it's been over so much a year.
Content for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, you know, you watch so much it, and then you decide you want it to read the manga, and then when you're done with that, you get to watch two different OVAs, and when you're done with that, you can read the two different side mangas, and then the side anime series, and when you're done with that, you can choose to play the two different games, or you could decide that maybe at that point you want to, I don't know, read all the start work reading, by all these
read all people. The ability books.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who wants to say their favorite character next?
Me. My Go favorite ahead. Is Dazai, and I will not apologize for it.
Okay, explain.
Mine is too. Mine
I don't
is
need two. Any. I don't need any sort of backup, other than the fact that he is such an interesting character for me, and I enjoy. I just enjoy talking about him and listening to things about him, and I feel that he plays such a vital role in the plot line, obviously, but I would have to say that I would never want him to be any more of a main character than he already is now. I enjoy Atsushi being the main character very much.
Yeah, it's really intentional. Like, he's not supposed to be the main character. He's really important, Atsushi has to be the main character.
Dazai would be a terrible MC.
It's like
would
you
never
know
work. About how you know Atsushi how, is supposed to be the MC.
You know
the entire point is to have a goal, and Dazai's goal is kind of to just live out Oda's wish. So, I mean, that could provide for some very interesting sort of thing, but, you know, providing for his goal would really just be working at the ADA every day and trying not to be a royal screw-up.
Now, you know how in Undertale, Sans isn't the main character, and he, like, knows a bunch of stuff? Dazai is Sans. That's what I've been saying.
Oh, no. Please, enough.
You're kind of right,
so,
though.
Yeah.
Does
like
Kinsan.
Yeah, I agree.
I made a video where I said he Kinsan sounds.
Oh, he definitely does. He definitely does.
Atsushi is a good MC because MCs are supposed to stand in for the reader at least a little bit.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Atsushi is like thrown into this world. He doesn't even know what abilities really are. And he has to like learn everything just like the reader does. Dazai wouldn't be able to do that because he already knows everything. Plus, he'd be a super unreliable narrator.
Yeah,
even a darker like
everything
novel,
from
he
his perspective
narrator.
Would be.
And like there, of course, there's still like a lot of characters that like add to plot twists. But Dazai is a really big part of most of the plot twists. Like, if he was main character, we would already know that's gonna happen.
Exactly, and I think Asagiri does a really good job, like, not just focusing on Atsushi, even though he's the main character. Like, we really do get to see so much of all these other characters that at some point, it doesn't even feel like it matters, like, main character. There's no hero, there's no villain. It's much more complex than that, and I really like that.
I agree.
I really like this question about rather having a Mori backstory or a Dazai backstory.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I want to know what makes Mori tick, but I really want to know what made Dazai the type of person he is now.
I'd have to go with the Dazai childhood backstory.
Dazai, definitely.
Don't blame me for this.
I like Mori's
backstory.
But... I prefer Dazai.
Like both.
I'm gonna say Dazai.
What's going
See, Dazai is also my favorite character in the show because I think I am a big fan of the real life Dazai's works, big fan. And when I was like in my super depressed phase, I was like, yeah, this is my life philosophy. This I believe everything he's saying. And now it's so interesting to grow out of that. Yeah, I was really
That's a rough life philosophy to have.
And I was kind of like, in a sense, romanticizing it. Like, wow, this author really understands what I want. Because I discovered his work from watching this YouTube video, not from Bungo Stray Dogs. But I didn't realize that until I saw Bungo Stray Dog, like, a year later. So I actually read No Longer Human before watching Bungo Stray Dogs. And I was, like, so depressed, and I was kind of like, oh, yeah. What an interesting philosophy. I understand this man. And I think that a lot of this I can relate to, in a sense. Which, now I'm like, okay, you were being a little bit edgy. But, you know, having been in that like perspective, when I saw Bungo Stray Dogs, I was like, oh yeah, I really like this character. First of all, I cut my hair to look like him. Okay, that's a thing that happened.
In shifting.
Yeah, literally, no. But I could go on and on about that. I think when we have an episode like focusing on the characters, I'll go a lot more in. But Dazai is definitely my favorite character. And although I am so incredibly interested in what's up with Mori, I think we know more about his past than we do about Dazai's, because we know that he was like a doctor man, whatever. You know.
A doctor man.
No, that's all I need to know, like, about Mori.
There's already a lot about Mori.
That's like, true.
Yeah, I'd way prefer Dazai.
Yeah.
Okay, what about this question?
I already...
Keep going.
I was just going to say, I already spend so much time thinking about what Dazai's childhood was like. I would love to actually know what it was.
Mm-hmm. Not just have theories anymore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Right. Yeah.
Said, Jono or Fyodor backstory? Fyodor.
Fyodor.
I feel like
Jono without a backstory better fits his role of being a symbol of police brutality.
I was just about to
say
that.
Or maybe better if he had an absolutely normal childhood. That'd be even better.
Oh yeah. I hope so.
I would think it would be really nice to have him have a very elevated or privileged backstory. That would just be completely bland and uninteresting. I would much rather prefer him to have a completely bland, uninteresting backstory that gets touched on for maybe one chapter that just shows that he lived a perfectly normal life and there's really no way for him to be a
There's
bad
no reason
person.
For him to be the way he is.
Yeah,
he just
like
has
a
these
really
sadistic fantasies
character.
For the sake of having sadistic fantasies. I think that would be a little bit more interesting for the
whole love to
concept
see
of his character.
Evil.
I can
really don't know what it would be,
don't
though.
Don't need a backstory for.
Oh, man.
Everyone
you know,
keeps asking this or this person's backstory, and they always say Fyodor. I would prefer Fyodor's backstory over most other people, because he is a very main antagonist, and I have no idea what makes that man tick. Like,
he came,
absolutely
he came out of nowhere.
It's horrifying.
We don't know a thing. He literally came out of nowhere.
He's been everywhere. He's the one who led, I think he was the one who led Shibusawa to Atsushi's orphanage in order to extract Atsushi's ability.
Mm-hmm.
And he was
and
also
what's up
watching
with him?
Over Dazai and Chuya during the Dragonhead conflict. And I was like,
exactly, what is up with
like
him and Dazai?
He gets obviously a history together, but what is that history?
Do we know how old Fyodor is?
No, not yet.
I don't think
we don't know anything. We don't know his name or his... Not his name. We know his name, God. We don't know his age. We don't know his height or anything stupid. I do have to say, though, I think he's 5'11", because he stood back-to-back with Dazai, but, you know, that's none of my business.
Okay. I've just looked it up. The only thing that's confirmed is he is under 29. He may even be younger than Dazai.
God, imagine him being 29. That's horrible.
Wow.
He's younger than 29 because Nikolai is 29 and he calls him Dos-kun. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
what? Okay.
We don't know Fyodor's age, but we know he has anemia.
That's all we really need to know, to be honest.
I feel like the anemia part is actually a big part of his ability, because whenever he uses ability, blood comes out, and like, but there's no obvious wound from the person, the victim.
Yeah,
I don't think more so. I feel like people kind of see so many jokes with the whole like anemia thing. I really just think it's a lack of a proper amount of blood and red blood cells, which is really just what anemia is. It can cause those different side effects, but I truly think that his ability expels it in some sort of way, which will lead him to have a low blood pressure and that lack of red blood cells and all that other stupid crap that comes with it. God,
I want to see him stand up too fast.
Fall down.
You ever just like stand up too fast and then you're like down bad? Like you.
Well,
that happened yesterday.
Have anemia,
I passed
so.
Out on the stairs because of anemia.
Are you guys
very
okay?
Fun. Is everyone here anemic? God.
Oh, I don't know.
It comes with like being a Bungo Stray Dogs fan. Yeah.
Anemic
if
anonymous.
If you're anemic, say Fyodor in the chat.
Oh, would you rather give outside info from analyzing all the elements of Bungo Stray Dogs to Ango or Rempo? I'm going with Ango. I'd like to see him have that information and be able to redeem himself.
Yeah.
To the readers, more specifically.
I'd like him to be able to present
that information to someone like Dazai.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to
Rempo probably knows that
he's
in a show anyways.
But it's already made clear that the ADA could prove their innocence through, like, actual evidence, because the piece of the page that says they can't do that got destroyed, which is the reason why Tachihara knew that the ADA weren't the terrorists. And I'd really like for Ango to know that, so he could communicate to Dazai, who thinks otherwise.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we all know Rampo knows way more than he leads on about. If you saw a Dead Apple, I assume most of you guys here saw Dead Apple.
Oh, yeah.
But basically, if you're listening in and you haven't, in the way beginning, he puts all his snacks in like a safe and he leaves and we don't know where he is. He predicted the entirety of that. Like, really? Like, he knows way more than he leads on to. In the manga, you'll see like his little... making those stupid little faces.
I think he just disappeared. Because the non-ability users just disappeared.
Right. But he was, like, packing up his snacks, and he's like, yeah, I know it's gonna happen. Like,
how do you know that?
How, exactly.
But, yeah.
How does that, that doesn't make sense.
Bungo Stray Dogs will end with Rempo being like, well, so that was really fun. I hope you all enjoyed watching.
What if he breaks the fourth wall one day?
I would
oh,
not.
God, that's horrifying. One.
But yeah, I feel like Ango definitely needs that information more than Rempo does.
Yeah.
I would like to see Ango kind of redeem himself with it, really.
I would love to see that. So we've established Rempo does not need the information, and Ango, even if it made like a fun little challenge for him, it would be very, very, very cool to see him redeem himself. I think that's what we all need.
Mm-hmm.
Ango redemption arc.
I could hold it over his head and tell him that he can only get it if he takes me out to dinner first. So I think
you know what? You've got a point.
Ango is fine.
Right. Ango is one of the only people in Bungo Stray Dogs who can pull off glasses. We know that from some official art.
I'm trying to forget about it.
Oh, man. All right. If anybody has any more questions, we can answer a couple more, and then we're going to start to wrap it up, because it is 3:01.
If you could influence Akutagawa or Yosano's backstory, which would you pick?
Yosano.
If you could influence Akutagawa or Yosano's backstory, which would you pick?
Probably Yosano.
I mean, there's already a thing about what if there's this what if, which is Beast, if Akutagawa didn't join the Port Mafia.
Yeah,
so I feel like
yeah.
Interfere with Yosano's backstory.
And plus, I feel like unlike Akutagawa, who like his trauma and his backstory really built up to make him the character he is. I feel like Yosano, like it just she would still be like a super useful person, like use her ability hopefully to help people as. She can heal people, and I feel like she doesn't. Her trauma didn't make her like want to heal people. She already wanted to, you know. It's like
her trauma just made her sadistic, if not.
Yeah.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh, so this is a question. Before I say it, I do want to just say before I ask this question, spoilers for chapter 88 on for the Bungo Stray Dogs manga. So if you haven't read it, you should probably stop listening. But the question is. Do you think Akutagawa is actually dead, or will they return him back to life?
This is a really good ending question. Let's talk about this.
I think this should be a one by one.
I don't think that they
He's
can kill
go.
Him
okay.
so in the
There's
middle
no
of
way.
Everything.
There's
he
no
hasn't
way.
Finished his journey as a character yet. He was in the middle of arcing as a character. They wouldn't kill him in the middle of such a redemption point of his life.
Right.
It's not even that dramatic, but you know, he's starting to see that maybe he can find light in other people and not just an approval from someone who truly just didn't care much about him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the thing. Why would they reveal such a major point of his character, which is his limited lifespan due to his lung disease, and kill him off the next chapter?
I know.
Yeah, that's true. And like, it had nothing to do with his lung disease. Like, getting stabbed does
it
not
would
have
just
anything
be very
to do.
Useful or useless.
And that death would be so anticlimactic, knowing that Dazai has been planning the formation of Shinsokoku for quite a while now. Like, even before he met Atsushi. So I feel like he is gonna go back to. He's gonna live.
Yeah. I feel like there's
I would
gonna
say that I feel like it's so much more important to recognize his lung ailment because of the influence that that might have on the story itself, due to most, off the top of my head, authors that are featured in Bungo Stray Dogs did have some sort of lung ailment that actually harmed them or shortened their lifespan. And I feel like it would just be such an interesting way to wrap up a character like that, because Akutagawa didn't. He was one of the characters who didn't. But off the top of my head, I can just think it was like, Dazai
was it who
had
died
one.
Of tuberculosis?
Oda.
Higuchi Oda. Died of tuberculosis.
Higuchi, Tachihara.
Uh-huh.
There's most of them did. It was very common at the time. And so I feel like it's kind of a nod to that. And I really doubt that they would make it such a major point of a character and not any other character when he wasn't actually influenced by that in his real life.
Yeah.
And then kill him off the next chapter. It would make no sense.
How are you going to make this motherfucker cough in every episode and then kill him by stabbing
him?
He
might pull a Jaeger Akutami and kill off a character after they realize their word. God.
I
think we really need to know more about Bram Stoker's ability before we can understand for sure, because really, did he die on impact? Did he die from the turning to be like, you think about how many people have the ailment right now? They're not going to kill off the entire world in the book, so the people that aren't dead
that will be a moment for there to be a lot introduced about Dazai's ability and his nullification. Can he nullify
definitely.
The people just by touching them, or does he have to go to Bram himself? Will it work if he's already passed? Will it work if he... I think that that would be able to open up such a large discussion about Dazai's ability and nullification in general. So I feel like it would just, after a couple chapters, maybe someone comes and gets him. Maybe he's able to come and see damage, and then maybe he has to assess, and he has to take it upon. And then it would be a moment for Akutagawa to be saved by Dazai. And then he could realize his worth again.
Mm-hmm. Wait, that would be such a good ending. It would be fulfilling.
Yeah.
Personally,
What
was I gonna say? Personally, I think he has to nullify Bram directly, because Bram is the only one with some sort of consciousness. Because everybody else who got turned into vampires just became mindless vampire zombies, I guess.
That is true. Is someone
almost little allies.
Someone in the chat brought up a good point. Do we remember if he was able to nullify the cursed people with Q, or did he have to get the doll?
He used the doll.
He had to get the doll.
Okay, so I assume...
Was just brought up about going and seeing, because these people are these like mindless vampires, and you would have to go back to the direct source of humanity, and I feel like it would be such an interesting way to discuss Dazai's ability as no longer human and going and seeking out humanity from other people to be able to save them.
That would be really really it really makes you think.
To see more of this.
I am too.
Is Dazai's ability based on the humanity of others? I think that's a good question to kind of just mull over in your head. Think about it a little bit, discuss it with your friends and family.
I think that
he did say ability users had something inhuman inside of them, so maybe
the lack of Dazai's humanity is sought out through others.
Hey, can we talk about what the fuck is Lovecraft?
He's not an ability user. He's just a creature.
He's just weird.
Why is Cthulhu in the Bungo Stray Dogs? Wait, what?
I don't know. He's a god, I guess?
I don't even know. Hold a gun to my head and told me to answer that. I'd fucking die.
I don't know. I'm still
Someone said maybe he's a manifestation of another ability, like with the vampires.
That is really interesting. That is an interesting idea. I think that if Asagiri was really thinking about it, because he could just be like, oh, let's fucking add Cthulhu into here. But if he's really thinking about it, that would be a really interesting way to play it out. Because if Dazai can only nullify the direct source, then damn, you know? That goes deep. But like, that's like layers and layers. Kind of like how like my sense of humor is like layers and layers of irony, like because it's ironic or because it's not ironic. I'm thinking in my head right now, like, he could be able to, like, there's a lot of processing going on up here. Hold on. It's like it's kind of like a slow computer. Give me a second. Someone else start talking.
Well, I kind of like this question about, why do you think Juno is blind? Ooh, I would like to say that I feel like it's more so about him not caring what someone looks like or what someone acts like or what their appearance may be, and just carrying out his tendencies anyways.
Yeah, that's what I was
because
gonna
I
say.
Feel like it would be a great contrast if you want to go up the police brutality route from being to make a visual prejudice. Right, it would be more so just about someone's internal who they are as a person, and he can still make that prejudice even after knowing who they are and not just who they look like.
That is really interesting. I really think
I agree.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well,
maybe Asagiri just decided to make some inclusivity with a blind character. I have no idea, God.
Y'all remember in the last chapter when Bakuchi showed him Bram? And he was just like, huh?
That was so funny.
Oh, my God,
He showed him off like
that. Hey, what was going through his head? He had Braille out explaining what Bram was.
No, I didn't think about that. You guys just made me realize that. I have like the image right here on my phone. No way.
I think maybe blindness or becoming blind can kind of illustrate that losing a part of yourself that makes you like so undeniably human, because those senses that you have make you a person. And when you lose a part of that, you just like slowly. And I also think, I would say, this is a bit odd, but the whole thing about the eyes and the color of them and everything along those lines, I would say that maybe having a character who their eyes aren't even visual, you can absolutely make no sort of indication whatsoever about what makes them
click. I totally agree.
You can't take a look at his eyes and say, oh, well, you know, they're light, or oh, well, they're completely dark. There's nothing. You have nothing to go off of, especially once you get to characters who may lose their sight or you can't look at their eyes any longer. It doesn't tell them. It doesn't tell the reader where they sit, especially if they're at a point of redemption.
Man, yeah, I really like that. Juno, I think, is whether or not he's gonna play like such an important part. I think his character is really, really like meaningful when you really think into it. The whole thing with police brutality, you could just analyze that for hours because it's so well written, even if he has barely been in them. Oh man. This is what I like about Asagiri.
Yeah.
Someone said thoughts on Tetsuo death theories. I think he's gonna die.
I think he's gonna die. I would be really sad if
I don't want him to, but it wouldn't be like surprising.
Yeah, exactly. Because the way his plans contrast with Fukuchi's like ulterior motives is gonna get him killed.
Right.
Oh yeah.
He one of the things I remember him saying when he was trying to kill the ADA was destroy all evil. And it's such an odd thing knowing that the person he's working under is the one causing everything. The quote-unquote evil itself. So I feel like there's going to be some sort of conflict that's going to end up killing him in the long run.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, and I think that he, like, contrasts with Juno, like, really interestingly. I'll be, like, completely honest. Like, in that scene where Juno was like going off like, I'm society's evil. I was like,
what the hell? Evil.
And then he just like poked him with that like sword thing. Man, it really made me think for a second. Like, what does Tetsu think of this? Is he Oh, man. Because they contrast so well. It's like...
Society's evil.
Yeah, what was that? This what guy is so thinking? Edgy.
What was he thinking?
I think Dude. We can kind of wrap up today and also this question by going with this question that says, any fun death theories, perhaps about people other than SKK and SSKK? Everyone knows my favorite about the whole double suicide thing, but I don't really think that that fits in now because you don't really want to talk about Dazai and Chuya, but that's my personal favorite. I do think that that has some sort of significance.
Ranpo.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about it before, but definitely Ranpo.
I don't want Ranpo to die.
I don't think it could fit my whole reasoning within these 4 minutes, but definitely Ranpo.
I would absolutely adore his to be some mystery that just cannot be solved, because I truly think that that would just be so interesting.
And it contrasts with the real life Edgar Allan Poe.
Absolutely.
They are contrast in the anime compared to real life.
I think going along the whole Ranpo, if you wanted to dip into Poe, I feel like Poe having some sort of unsolvable death would lead to the inevitable emotional break of Ranpo, who's kind of been suppressing that for a very long time. And I think that it would make it a very interesting segue into getting more about what makes Ranpo tick, honestly.
Someone said Kenji.
Oops. No, dude, yeah. I'd be so sad. I will be so sad. What?
Kenji. I think Kenji actually, I've heard this theory where people think that there's going to be, one person left in the ADA. And I could totally just see them picking a random and being like, you know what? Why don't we have Kenji live out of everyone? And then he goes on to, redo, the whole ADA and, build it back up. I don't really have solid evidence to
if you
say
did
that could happen.
Kenji and Kyoka, maybe. I think having those two sort
it.
Of.
I don't want to think about
see
it.
Kyoka dying.
Damn, Mod Ash in the chat just pulled a real Juno.
Hmm?
You see that?
They're
talking about how they love Ranpo, but they hope that he dies because they want that pain so much. They want to see how he dies and how it hurts everyone.
Oh my god.
Oh, I think a very good note to kind of leave everyone on is Sardane named Ali said, something interesting to watch is Yosuno frantically trying to save and heal everyone in the ADA and Mori just watching.
Oh god. What is wrong with you guys?
I would pay money to see that. I'm sorry.
You guys are so broken.
Dazai try to save Chuya.
Broken.
Chuya die. Dazai.
You guys
get
need
hurt,
to shut up. Ramp,
and then Yosuno trying to save Dazai, and it just inevitably fails.
Oh,
to save Dazai, but just with an extremely limited time span.
Beautiful moment to leave everyone on. I really
yeah, tell
this.
Me
I
why the Fullmetal Alchemist
fandom resonated with the viewers.
Why are you guys
every other fandom, no other fandom makes theories for every character's death. Why are we so broken, dude? What's wrong with us?
I like the idea, as Mel just That's said, true. Of imagining Yosuno being the last left in the ADA and then having no purpose.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
And the one thing that she sought out to have, she just doesn't have anymore. Who's she going to go save? God. Random people?
So depressing.
Someone said again, dying for Octagawa would be highly likely.
Oh my god.
Can we imagine how
goddamn.
Gin is going
to
take
I'd like to see Gin dying for Octagawa, not knowing Octagawa's state currently.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just completely futile.
Isn't he also a vampire
sort of
right
purpose.
Now?
Of course, it boxes.
Oh, God.
Do you know what I really would love to see, though? More of, their relationship as siblings.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like if all of a sudden we got an Octagawa sibling backstory, then we would be met with one of their inevitable demises. So I'm not exactly looking for that at the moment.
Okay, quick question. Do y'all think Dazai knew about Octagawa's lung disease?
Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, if you listen to him hack up a lung every single moment, I really don't think
coughing.
He could miss it.
There's no way he didn't. He probably didn't acknowledge it. He knew it was there,
what,
but he never
What was
spoke
he planning
about it.
With Shinso Koku? The dude's gonna die in, 5 years?
Stop.
Oh, God, man. Alright, we're gonna wrap this podcast up now. I hope you enjoyed listening. We're gonna end with everybody saying bye. It'll be such a cute little moment. But I'm sorry I have to wrap it up. I My mom is pulling in the driveway. It's 3:18. This was super fun. I know everybody was a little nervous. I was too, and we had some technical difficulties at the beginning, but that went really smooth, and I had a lot of fun. We're going to plan for this podcast to be either weekly or bi-weekly. I do have to look into that a little more, but it seems that this time, I'm glad it worked out for everybody. But next episode is going to be a lot more structured. So if you want to tune in live, don't forget, join the Discord. I am going to be uploading this on Spotify, and I'm going to be putting together a marketing team to help me get it out other places, because I don't really know how to do things, as you might have figured out from the beginning of this podcast, where I was just sitting there like an idiot. Anyways, if you would like to join the marketing team, I have Google Forms in the announcements of this Discord, and I think that's about it. So, everybody, let's go ahead and say goodbye to them.
Goodbye, and make sure to write some fan fiction that we can read on air. Thank you.
Bye. That was super fun.
Thank you so much for joining. I get that it was kind of a little train wreck at first, but we're going to get used to it.
Yeah.
Bye bye, and don't forget I'm free on Tuesday. Kisses.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.